2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour, and it is developing news. SWAT and other units are trying to peacefully end a standoff in South Weber. KSL News Radio's Adam Small reports from the scene.
Shots. Stephanie Dinsmore is with the Davis County Sheriff's Office.
We don't know the intention of where the shots were fired. Fortunately, no officers have been injured. The two individuals who called into dispatch this morning, they're both safe and were able to evacuate the residents.
Dinsmore says the initial call around 4 a.m. indicated this started with some kind of domestic dispute. Police are now asking anyone that lives nearby to evacuate or shelter in place while they continue to negotiate with the man.
We obviously hope that this individual will come out soon.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
And again, more than 50 officers from all over Davis County responded to the Morgan Trout Farm in South Weber after police got a call saying a man had barricaded himself in the home and was firing shots. We'll continue to keep you up to date on that story. KSL News Time, 12:01. Utah lawmakers are getting ready to meet this afternoon for a special session. A main agenda item is possibly extending the flood emergency for the entire state. The state has been burning through funds for both snow and flooding thanks to this record-breaking winter. Now, if the legislature extends the state of emergency, they would allocate more than $30 million in state funds to cover costs and repairs from the winter road damage. KSL's top national stories. Cautious optimism in Washington today as debt ceiling negotiations continue for teams assembled by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the president did not need to shorten his overseas trip this weekend.
I want him to go because, you know, we need our president at the G7 meeting. And we know how this ends. There's going to be a deal. There's no use, you know, blowing up everybody's break and, you know, having the president not go to Australia. I just think it's silly, quite frankly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told lawmakers the U.S. could hit the debt limit by June 1st if lawmakers don't raise the debt ceiling. Other national stories KSL is following. Man accused of killing four University of Idaho students at an off-campus house will soon be in court. A grand jury has indicted Brian Koberger, and he's expected to be in court early next week.
A grand jury in Moscow, Idaho, has returned a multi-count indictment against Brian Koberger, and that includes murder in the first degree, of which he was facing four counts. You also have to remember he was facing that felony burglary count as well for entering a home, breaking into a home with the intent to commit murder.
That is ABC's Kena Whitworth reporting. A juror in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial is speaking out after the jury found Daybell guilty of murdering her two children and murdering her husband, Chad Daybell's former wife. Now, Saul Hernandez says he began to have a hard time looking at Lori, who he says stayed stoic throughout the trial.
You know, growing up, you talk about good and bad, God and evil. And I think for the first time in my life, I put a face to evil.
Lori's husband, Chad, also faces charges related to the children's death, but likely won't face trial until next year. Some military officials are considering sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine to help in their fight against Russia. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart says that's problematic.
It takes at least a year to train them how to fly and deploy the F-16, and then another 6 months to make them effective at it as a squadron. So, it's a possibility, although not one that I support.
Stewart tells David Dujanovic he's hopeful Ukraine's spring offensive will be successful in fending off the Russian aggression. Utah state lawmakers raised the new state flag over the Capitol today during a flag-raising ceremony. The new flag is flying below the old navy blue state flag. The group trying to repeal the new state flag is taking issue with the fact that the law approving the new flag technically doesn't become law until next year. A spokesperson for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex is out with a startling statement this morning detailing what they outline as aggressive and near-catastrophic encounter with the paparazzi in New York last night that culminated in what they claim was a two-hour pursuit.
We do know that last night after Harry and Meghan and Meghan's mother left this event, that as they were on their way back, according to the spokesperson, they've gotten into a yellow cab, and then instead of going back to the place they say they were staying with a friend, that they instead were directed to the 19th precinct of the NYPD, and there they waited things out. The chaos that they claim was near catastrophic, the NYPD said was challenging.
That is ABC's Trevor Ault reporting. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
We do have an accident still being cleared. This is eastbound I-215 South Belt by Redwood Road. That right lane is blocked in Taylorsville. Also a crash southbound I-15, 106 South. Those vehicles over to the shoulder. And the restriction of the roadway, Highway 89. And it's both directions between the I-84 Junction and Antelope Drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Get KSL Flood Watch updates on your phone this week. Text the word NEWS to 57500 for the latest. You can also see Flood Watch coverage at the top of our website, kslnewsradio.com.
Warmer temperatures are finally here, and with an entire season of camping adventure starting now, it's the perfect time for a new RV during Motorsportsland's Bunkhouse Blowout event. We have options for nearly every budget, like our Hideout 176 BH travel trailer for only $21,995 with payment options under $250 a month, or our fully loaded Cameo fifth wheel 4051 BH for $49,000 off MSRP. Ask us about our special zero down options as well. Hurry in to your nearest Motorsportsland RV Center in Salt Lake, Mill Creek, or Spanish Fork to save up to 35% on select bunk models. Inventory at these prices is limited, so come in now. Make this your year of adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center, where we have hundreds of RVs in stock and ready to make memories. Start your next adventure and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Get some green when you go green with Cypress Credit Union. From now through the end of May, when you open a Dream Checking account with direct deposit and e-statements, we'll give you $50 and donate $50 to Tree Utah's Community Tree Planting Program. To open your account or for more information, visit us today at cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union. Your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story this hour. After several hours on scene, SWAT and other units are working to peacefully end a standoff in South Weber. We'll continue to follow that story for you. KSL News Time 12:07. People might be seeing a lot of activity at Pioneer Park right now, with top athletes from around the world gearing up to compete in the Rock Climbing World Cup. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is USA Climbing Marketing Director Ben Lowe. Ben, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Maria.
So describe what events are going on today and this weekend.
Sure. So today is actually an exciting day as well. We're wrapping up our Paraclimbing World Cup that's being held at the Front Climbing Club here in downtown Salt Lake City. The paraclimbing events, it's climbing for people with disabilities, you know, individuals that may be sight impaired, are facing neuromuscular challenges, or just individuals with other physical inabilities. And this weekend, we actually have our Boulder and Speed World Cup that's going to be taking place at Pioneer Park. We're building out 120 linear feet of bouldering terrain and a 15-meter speed wall in the middle of the park, and we're going to be hosting athletes from all over the globe to come and compete.
So, Ben, what makes Salt Lake City such a good place to host the Climbing World Cup?
Sure. Salt Lake City is amazing, not only for all of its outdoor resources, but also we have a fantastic climbing community here in Salt Lake. We have a number of different climbing gyms that are here to help support us. And
Ben, are you still there? Oh, I'm afraid that we have lost Ben. And again, if you're just tuning in, the rock climbing, the World Cup rock climbing event is happening in Salt Lake City at Pioneer Park this weekend. KSL News Time 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, Maria, we have had traffic impacted on Highway 89 due to that police activity that you've reported. Both directions have been closed between the I-84 junction and Antelope Drive. We also have some heavy and slow traffic now going northbound on I-15 for drivers trying to avoid 89. So expect a busier than normal commute from Kaysville up to Roy. In Salt Lake County, our own KSL Stevo says eastbound 1300 south traffic is heavy and backed up from the freeway for those who may be headed to the ballpark. We have the final cleanup of a crash eastbound I-215 South Belt at Redwood Road to the right. A crash in Draper at the intersection of 123rd South, 265 West. That's been blocking multiple directions of travel, and an accident southbound I-15 in Sandy at 106 South. Save your wallet as you travel for Memorial Day. Get a Utah mobile driver's license and keep your wallet in your bag. Go to ut.mobiledl.us for more info. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll keep it in the low 80s today with a chance for storms in the mountains and then trying to drift into the valleys. We'll go 58 overnight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, a touch cooler, 80 degrees, and a chance for storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll speak with the Weber County Sheriff's Office about an ongoing SWAT standoff that's been ongoing in South Weber. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news. I got to tell you, we're coming to the end of the week, and I am still sore from all of the yard work I did this past weekend, all of my yard projects. So the last thing I want to do is haul bags of mulch or compost around my yard. You know, when I can just have it in one place, I can put some shovelfuls in a wheelbarrow and take it exactly to where I want. This is the time I want to put down that compost to make sure that my plants are going to be as healthy as they can be, and also mulch to make sure that I'm saving water wherever I can. And that's where the dirt bag comes in. The dirt bag's organic mountain compost, or their Garden Soil Plus, will get your yard off to a great start. Now, the dirt bag, it just makes life so much easier. They deliver that big cubic yard bag right to your driveway, and then you can do with it what you please. Now, they offer everything in their bags, including garden soil, shredded bark mulch, dark or black bark mulch, and the organic mountain compost. And the dirt bag will match all competitors' pricing on cubic yard bags. Find out more. Visit thedirtbag.com for details. That is thedirtbag.com. This is one dirt bag you love.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Troy, I'm depressed. Bitch's RV and American Fork is killing it.
What's depressing about that?
Stewart's RV managers and staff are still here, so we've got the same incredible customer service.
That's good.
And we brought in new RV brands like Ember RV and GoPlay Travel Trailers.
Also good.
And now you can shop hundreds more RVs at bitches.com.
Still waiting for the sad part.
I'm used to being a mentor. But I'm turning into a manatee.
You do have the same shape. Bish's RV is now open in American Fork. Come see us at the previous Stewart's RV or at our North Salt Lake location. Bish's RV, where memories begin.
Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music at a live performance at Maurice Abravanel Hall, where they play the classical greats from the past and present, blockbuster movie scores, family specials, and pop favorites. Tickets start at just $21. Visit UtahSymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Messiaen's Taranglia Symphony is based on two Sanskrit words that translate all at once to love, joy, time, movement, rhythm, death, and life. May 19th and 20th at Maurice Abravanel Hall. Then, on May 26th and 27th, a fitting farewell to music director Terry Fisher, Mahler's monumental Symphony No. 3 with the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square and the Madeline Choir School. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
police are trying to peacefully end a standoff with a man barricaded at the Morgan Trout Farm in South Weber. They say the suspect has fired shots, but no one has been hurt. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a man who served on the jury of the Lori Vallow Daybell trial is speaking out, saying he had a hard time looking at Lori because she stayed stoic during most of the trial. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Rick Kimmies.
The crash has been cleared in Taylorsville, eastbound I-215 South Belt at Redwood Road. We have a new accident for downtown drivers, 4th South and 200 East. Rick Kimmies in the KSL Traffic Center.
Like clockwork, another chance for afternoon storms. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Homeland Security says so far there is no surge of migrants at the southern border after Title 42 expired. Communities and facilities still dealing, though, with an influx and sending asylum seekers to other cities while their cases are pending. New York, Chicago, and Denver looking for other public buildings, including schools, to help accommodate migrants. ABC's Andrea Fujii has more.
Residents in Chicago are taking legal action over a plan to house migrants at a vacant high school. An estimated 200 migrants have been coming to Chicago per day since August. And officials in Denver say in the past 6 months, they purchased more than 5,000 bus tickets for migrants, with most heading to Chicago and New York.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has lost her bid to delay reporting to federal prison for her fraud conviction.
Elizabeth Holmes was supposed to turn herself in late last month for an 11-year prison sentence for fraud, but that got put on hold when she asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to remain free while she tries to overturn her conviction. The 9th Circuit ruling against Holmes now and ordering that she be given a new surrender date. Separately, a court on Tuesday ordered that Holmes pay $452 million in restitution to Theranos investors who were harmed by her fraud. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden on his way to the G7 summit in Japan, a trip he's cutting short to come back and work on a deal to raise the debt limit before the June 1st default deadline. Before leaving, the president says his talks are ongoing with congressional leaders following yesterday's meeting and says he's confident they can still hammer out a deal.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget that America will not default. And every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people.
Republicans want spending cuts to be part of the deal to raise the debt limit. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Police from several different agencies have been trying to wait out a standoff with an armed individual at the Morgan Trout Farm next to Highway 89 in South Weber. Joining me now live on the KSL Newsline from the scene is Stephanie Dinsmore with the Davis County Sheriff's Office. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Describe for us what has happened so far in this situation.
Yes, for the past several hours, officers from the South and Davis Metro SWAT teams, as well as the Davis County Sheriff's Office and the Weber County Sheriff's Office, have been trying to work with a suspect who's been barricaded in the home to come out peacefully.
Mm-hmm. So I understand earlier there were some shots fired, but nothing since then?
Nothing since then, correct.
Okay. So what is the latest update in this situation? Does it seem like they're being successful in trying to talk this individual out?
You know, we are still trying to negotiate with the suspect to come out peacefully. Like everybody, we would love for this to resolve peacefully here very soon. We'd like to get 89 back open in both directions. But right now, we're unable to give an exact time frame.
Yeah. Describe what is happening on Highway 89 right now.
So 89 is closed in both north and southbound lanes. Southbound, it's closed at South Weber Drive, and in the northbound lanes, it's closed at Antelope Drive.
Do we have any more information on the suspect or why this person is holed up in this spot?
So at 4 a.m., that's just about the time that dispatch received the first phone call regarding the situation. So the first call that came in was in regards to a domestic violence situation that was unfolding. And then over the past couple of hours, it's just kind of evolved into the standoff. We're happy to report the two family members who were inside of the residence with this individual. They were able to get out of that residence safely, uninjured.
All right. And there were no other injuries, right, Stephanie?
No other injuries that have been reported to me.
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline from the scene, that is Stephanie Dinsmore with the Davis County Sheriff's Office. KSL Newstime, 1219, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
And we want to reiterate for Weber and Davis County drivers, today I-15 is your drive. You have to avoid Highway 89 until the police activity has been resolved and that road is reopened both directions between the I-84 junction and Antelope Drive. And right now we are seeing a little bit of heavier and slower traffic northbound on I-15 as you go from Clearfield up to Roy. In Salt Lake County, we actually have a good drive with a delay-free speeds on I-15 and the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, but not crash-free. We have the cleanup of an accident southbound I-15 at 106 South in Sandy, and it looks like they've been able to clean up the crash in Draper at 123rd South, 265 West at that intersection downtown. There is an accident reported at 200 East and 400 South. Gillette Heating and Air Conditioning is offering spring air conditioner tune-ups for only $59. Call 801-825-4500 to schedule today. A Carrier factory authorized dealer. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, nothing but 80s for the next 7. We'll go 83 today, chance for storms by afternoon. 80 tomorrow, another round of thunderstorms are possible. 81 dry skies on your Friday, mostly sunny. 83 for Saturday, partly cloudy skies. 85 on Sunday, partly cloudy again. We'll go low 80s into next week with a slight chance for storms by Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy skies. Looks like those rainstorms are coming. 74 degrees. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow reacting positively to President Biden's hope that they can soon have a debt ceiling deal. The Dow up by more than 400 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Don't miss the Dave's Bernina Long Arm Quilting Sales Event at their St. George and Provo locations. Hi, this is Cindy Olson to tell you about it. Prices are slashed on the Bernina Q16 Long Arm Quilting Machine on a studio frame or adjustable folding table. And when you purchase the Q20 Long Arm model, you get a free Bernina B475 QE Sewing Machine, a $3,000 value. Save 20% on select long arm accessories and all quilting accessories, and presser feet are specially priced too. Purchase the Bernina 570 QE, get a free embroidery module. Super bargains on used machines and big savings on all new Berninas throughout the store. Featuring 60 months, no interest on certain models through May 17th. Whether it's for mom, sister, daughter, or the new graduate, the perfect gift for her is at Dave's Bernina, 2017 North 550 West in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Facebook.
As you near retirement, there's a lot you need to know about how your money will be taxed. How will it be taxed today? How might it be taxed when you're retired? Utah's retirement specialists, Capital Wealth Advisors, have a complimentary report called Tax Strategies for Retirement. See the updated tax brackets and current itemized deductions, as well as strategies to potentially lower your tax bill in the future, and much more. Call 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com to receive this complimentary report. That's 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com. Take charge of your taxes today to help you keep more of the money you've earned. Get tax strategies for retirement from Capital Wealth Advisors by calling 801-210-5500 or visiting retireutah.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor.
Hello, Spring. This is your friend, Adventure. You've been on my mind, and I'm wondering where you've been. Weather's warming, and a word on the street is you're looking for riders to enjoy Cedar City Brinehead's spectacular trails? Well, I'm told Three Peaks Recreation and Parawam's Evil Water Trail System are the bomb. Or perhaps you've changed. Maybe you're more into hiking? Kolob Canyon or Thor's Hammer Trail make a perfect meetup place. Oh, and don't forget Cedar City's spectacular views accompanied by disc golf at the Thunderbird Garden Course. Listen, I've always been here. I still like the same things. Spring skiing, tubing. But I'm more mature now. My interests have expanded. There's Cedar City's Southern Utah Museum of Art, strolls downtown, fine dining or shopping. I'm more interesting than you know. Let's connect and rekindle our relationship, starting in the spot we always enjoy. Cedar City Brinehead. Look me up at visitcedarcity.com. Your old friend, Adventure.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 1225. Watching Utah's money, retail spending grew in April after 2 months of decline. The increase was driven by spending at car dealerships, restaurants, and other things. Americans have slowed spending on sporting goods, furniture, and electronics. KSL Drives, Tesla is going to start advertising for the first time. For years, company CEO Elon Musk has claimed there was no need to advertise because of the high demand. But now that the other EV makers are creating competition and advertising has proven to drive their sales. A Starbucks in Sandy has teamed up with Volvo to install EV chargers. Now, the location on 90th South and State Street is the latest Utah location to get this addition. Starbucks has been working with Volvo to create a 1,300-mile route from Denver to Seattle where customers can stop and charge their car while getting a drink. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 408 points. That's about 1.25%, sitting at 33,420. S&P 500 also up by more than 1%, up 49 points. The NASDAQ up by 159 points. Service was temporarily stopped online of Mexico City's subway system after a chicken got loose on the tracks. Video from the city's metro system showed the electricity cut off at a station near the city center and officials in hard hats chasing the bird around with brooms, gloves, and a trash bag. Now, service was quickly restored after that chicken was captured. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Lawmakers return to Utah's Capitol Hill.
A special session to address Utah's flooding emergency.
They'll be revising decisions made early this year.
The agenda also calls for giving more money to UDOT and to fix a gun bill.
Team coverage, Eye on the Hill 2023. All this week on KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble. And you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup. So you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top of the line, built to spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom. All installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing. And right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get an update on those trouble spots with Ricky Meese.
We do have the closure of Highway 89 in both directions. So Weber and Davis County drivers, you need to avoid that between the I-84 junction and Antelope Drive and use I-15 as your alternate today. Right now, we are seeing some traffic heavy and slow on northbound I-15, Clearfield up to Riverdale Road, and eastbound on I-84 going through the South Weber Uinta area, and westbound on I-84 trying to approach the I-15 junction. In Salt Lake County, Valley Freeway traffic moving at a good pace, but we still have the cleanup of a crash. I-15 106 South, 1 downtown, 200 East and 4th South. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure continues to park over the Intermountain West. That will allow for more pop-up storms in the mountains. One or two could drift into the valley. Look for a high of 83 today. Overnight lows in the upper 50s, partly cloudy skies. And for tomorrow, 80 degrees, slightly cooler, and another round of thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 74 downtown. This week's movie show brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's Water Watch. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Spanish Fork River is running very high right now. UDOT crews have been working to dig out the bottom of the river to keep it from flowing over I-15. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell is at the bank of the river. And Hugo, what are you seeing there?
Well, Maria, I'm just down from where the machinery was this morning, clearing out the bottom of the river next to the I-15 to stop it from overflowing onto the road. There's a big pile of debris, but it looks like crews have pulled up work for now. There isn't really anyone in sight, just the machinery along the side of the banks ready to go for when they need to pick up again. The water is rushing really quickly and it is very high, not quite lapping over the bridge that I'm standing on, but getting very, very close. Plenty of sandbags around. There's some agricultural paddocks right next to it along the banks that have just got, they're flooded. They've got water all through them. So it's clear to say that, you know, the residents of Spanish Fork, they're all hands on deck and ready for if this river bursts at bank. But for now, reporting live from Spanish Fork, Hugh Ricard Bell, KSL News Radio.
The American Red Cross is working right now to help people in Logan who live in an RV park that has flooded. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with that story. Amy?
Maria, this RV park has the flooded Blacksmith Fork River running right through it. Alicia Roche lives there and says she woke up yesterday to knee-deep water underneath her RV.
The whole RV park was pretty much underwater.
The big problem is really the power. The city has now worked with the park to shut off utilities.
Nobody that lives in here has anywhere to go. Not one of us. We've all been trying to figure out what we're supposed to do.
Michael Smalden with the Red Cross says they are now helping these families in Logan. Several have medical needs that mean they have to have electricity. And Smalden says they are also ready to jump in if floods get worse anywhere in the state.
We have people on standby currently right now on call. So if a situation like that occurs, we have a team in place to be able to start those evacuation procedures.
Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
In developing news, SWAT teams and dozens of other law enforcement members are working to peacefully end a standoff at the Morgan Trout Farm in South Weber. Stephanie Dinsmore with the Davis County Sheriff's Office says the suspect fired multiple shots after they responded around 4 this morning.
We don't know the intention of where the shots were fired. Fortunately, no officers have been injured. The two individuals who called into dispatch this morning, they are both safe and were able to evacuate the residents.
Police are asking anyone who lives nearby to evacuate or shelter in place while they negotiate with the 30-year-old man. Highway 89 is closed from Antelope Drive to South Weber Drive until that situation is resolved. KSL Politics. The state elections office is hoping the legislature will cool it with some of their election-related bills. Utah has lost a lot of county clerks in recent years. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
State Elections Director Ryan Cowley telling a legislative committee today.
We've had 20 new county clerks since 2020.
The first reason for the turnover, he says, the tense environment.
We haven't had any necessarily actionable threats. We've come really close. We've had employees be followed home, clerks, things like that, things that have been said to them.
On top of that, he says clerks now deal with over 600 lines of election code and more comes at them every year. That's all while dealing with their other county duties.
And then on top of that, many of those are also the county auditors. They have all the election responsibility plus the auditing, and it's just overwhelming on top of the environment.
This committee also talked about better laws to physically protect election workers. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. A member of the jury responsible for convicting Lori Vallow Daybell of the murder of her two children and her husband, Chad Daybell's ex-wife, is speaking out.
I just couldn't believe how someone can be that happy when your kids are on the ground. And the person that was key in all of this is sitting across from you, smiling at you and dancing with you on the beach.
Saul Hernandez tells ABC News he began to see what he called the face of evil, particularly when they were shown wedding photos of Lori and Chad seen dancing on the beach in Hawaii after her children had been killed. New research finds parents are more concerned with their children's spiritual views than with their political ones. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The Pew Research Center discovered parents are very likely to pass on both their political and religious views to their kids. However, a new survey found 35% of adults say it's important children have the same faith, while only 16% said the same about politics. The largest portion of the population who place a high priority on religion are white, born-again Protestants. But whether the parent is Christian, Republican, or Democrat, more than 80% of all kids in each category held the same beliefs as their parents. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Let's get a look at the latest on that situation on Highway 89 with Ricky Meese.
No traffic going through. That's either direction of Highway 89 between South Weber and Antelope Drive. So that's essentially the I-84 junction. That's where we have some heavy and slow traffic moving eastbound through the South Weber area from before and after Highway 89. Again, today is the day. You need to avoid that spot and use I-15 traveling in Weber and Davis counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
I hope the political posturing can be short-lived because it's always short-sighted.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
For so many years now, I've talked about my friends at Burt Brothers and all of the great things they do to keep us on the road, keep us on the road safely. Most people, of course, think of tires, but Burt Brothers is about so much more. And if you're one of those individuals who has not had a Burt Brothers near you, well, that may have changed. They are growing. They've added stores in South Salt Lake, in Centerville, in Provo, and in St. George. Let's talk about some of the great, great deals they have right now on tires. It's the season. You're going to be wanting to get out, make those road trips. Well, how about $150 back on select Goodyear tires, up to $140 back on select Bridgestone tires, and up to $130 on select Firestone tires when you use your Burt Brothers credit card. And there's so many benefits that go along with that card. Remember, they're more than tires and they simply do it better. Burt Brothers.
SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security of 2023 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors, indoor and outdoor HD cameras, and hazard detectors are powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring, so you get emergency help fast. Get 20% off any new system with interactive monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug, get it!
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants, like lemongrass and geraniol, and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas, safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, UDOT crews have been working to dig out the bottom of the Spanish Fork River to keep it from flowing over I-15. KSL News time is 12:38. Solano County officials are speaking out about the importance of getting rid of any myrtle spurge that may be in your yard. Officials say if you see one of the plants in your yard, dig it out with gloves, throw it away in the trash. Now, the plant is an invasive species that can quickly overtake native plants.
Time to say goodbye.
Andrea Bocelli is performing at the Vivint Arena tonight for his third show in 5 years. Bocelli tells the Deseret News he's had concerts everywhere, but his Utah debut in 2018. It did stay with him. He says he vividly remembers the feeling of a warm collective embrace at the end of the performance. Today is the National Day of Tolerance.
The United Nations Population Fund says hard-won advances for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex communities are increasingly under threat from discriminatory laws, among them restricting access to health care, reproductive rights, and choices. The American Civil Liberties Union says at least 427 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced or considered in the U.S. this year alone. Recently, Montana Republicans banished a transgender Democratic lawmaker from the House floor for championing a protest in the gallery over a bill to ban gender-affirming care for children. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get the latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
A larger roadway for Weber and Davis County drivers is shut down indefinitely until police activity has been resolved. This is Highway 89 in both directions between the I-84 junction and Antelope Drive. As a result, we are seeing heavier than normal delays traveling eastbound on I-84 past Highway 89 on the way to Mountain Green. Also, busier traffic on northbound I-15, Clearfield up to Roy. Now, if you need to travel on in that area of Weber or Davis counties, you've got to use I-15 as your alternate today. In Salt Lake County, you have a very good drive on all the freeways and main secondaries. No problems on I-15 in Utah County. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of high pressure's current position, we'll see another round of thunderstorms try to come off the mountains. 83 the high. 57 tonight, partly cloudy. 80 tomorrow with another chance for afternoon thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, we'll hear from the president of the Utah Bankers Association giving his perspective about this year's bank failures. That's next as we go in-depth on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Experience the rail journey of a lifetime and see the Southwest like never before. It's the Rockies to the Red Rocks on board Rocky Mountaineer. You'll take in vast canyons and breathtaking mountains between Moab and Denver. You'll enjoy world-class all-inclusive food and beverage service on board a glass dome train with a view unimaginable. You'll stay one night in historic Glenwood Springs, Colorado, as you look forward to tomorrow's adventure, winding alongside towering canyons, breathtaking plains, and magnificent mountains. Rocky Mountaineer is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Until May 31st, save up to $1,000 per couple on select travel dates this year. And as a Utah local, you can save an extra $100 per person. Seats are limited. Visit RockyMountaineer.com to book your Rocky Mountaineer adventure now.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Most parents feel it's extremely important for their kids to hold the same political and religious beliefs as they do. New research finds more than 80% of all American children do. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, the American Red Cross is working right now to help people in Logan who live in an RV park that has flooded. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
Highway 89 closed in two spots for Weber and Davis County drivers. It is closed and shut down in both directions between the I-84 junction and Layton due to police activity. And Highway 89 in Thistle still closed between the Highway 6 junction and Fairview. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the low 80s today with a slight chance for a storm. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 75 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A grand jury in Idaho indicted the man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students last fall. Brian Koberger was already in custody. ABC's Kana Whitworth says the grand jury charges include first-degree murder.
He will be arraigned officially on Monday morning in Latah County at 9 a.m. in this courthouse. He'll have to make an in-person appearance. At this point, he will enter a plea. In all likelihood, people expect that plea to be not guilty.
A scare for Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle in New York City last night. The couple issued a statement saying they were pursued by photographers, and a spokesperson described it as a near catastrophe. The NYPD says it helped with security detail last night and says it was, quote, challenging, but there were no accidents or arrests. President Biden on his way to the G7 summit in Japan, while talks over raising the debt limit continue on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers have 2 weeks to raise the debt ceiling before the U.S. is expected to default on its loans. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The hot topic of discussion on Utah's Capitol Hill today is the failure of Silicon Valley Bank earlier this year and whether it could have been avoided. Howard Headley is president of the Utah Bankers Association. He tells Dave and Dujanovic it didn't have to happen.
There's blame to go around, but ultimately what happened is people panicked, you know, and the bank would still be here today if a few venture capitalists hadn't told people to go take all their money out. The bank wasn't in imminent, you know, condition of failure or anything like that. But the interest rate situation, it made it tough. They took some losses, but it wasn't necessarily going to be catastrophic until people just said, "Hey, get all your money out," and then it was that panic and. A very unfortunate set of circumstances, but the concern, you know, we all had is to try to extrapolate that out to other banks that are, you know, very different than that bank. It was the hard part where we were just very discouraged. discouraged by kind of this, that general stirring up fear and panic, and unnecessarily.
Edley also spoke about the challenge of fighting inflation by raising interest rates.
This all started with the out-of-control spending, and the Fed's doing what it has to do. Inflation is horrible, and we've got to fight inflation. But for people not to connect the dots, if you want to specifically connect the dots, the challenge that people are feeling today in terms of prices, the recession that's looming, the bank, you know, issues with Silicon Valley Bank, all ties back to the very end of the COVID spending spree that Trump did on his way out in trying to win the election. He sent everybody checks. And then when Biden won and came in and he sent everybody checks, that is what put us over the edge. And it's important for Americans to be able to connect those dots to the pain that they're feeling today so that we don't do that again. That was bad, and it's creating problems, and we're wrestling with them, and the banks are well positioned to deal with it. But it's really, really important that people understand what got us here. And yes, Congress needs to be looking in the mirror, not pointing fingers at people across the table. This all goes back to their actions.
You can hear the full conversation on the Dave and Dujanovic podcast. It's available on the KSL News Radio app.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.